This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Please welcome Drew Barrymore.
Show for you today. But first, I like to get into that good news mood. So let's hit the headlines. All right, it is time for Drew's News, your daily peel of the good news string cheese. Gosh, I love string cheese.
Come on.
Well, with me at the desk is my main news squeeze, Rossi Ross Matthews.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Yellow.
I went yellow.
I love the yellow.
You know, I've been trying to brighten up my color palette because I do see that it has an effect on my overall mood.
Mm-hmm. Well, yellow.
Yellow. Also, I'm really excited about the news today because we have a very special guest. And he's actually going to talk about this really cool project that he has. But you already know him from his 8 seasons
what?
On Saturday Night Live. And now he's taking over Saturday morning cartoons with his new Netflix series called Saturday Morning All-Star Hits. It's really cool. Take a look.
Welcome to Smash. I'm Skip.
And I'm Trayvor.
And we're... We gotta get back, because we can't miss an all-new Strongable.
Yeah, because I do a voice on it.
God, I'm so excited. Please welcome.
Yes!
Okay, so I'm really excited about Saturday morning cartoons that you're doing because I grew up with Saturday morning cartoons and I understand that you are a VHS collector.
Yeah.
And it's like mixed media.
Yeah, it's called Saturday Morning All-Star Hits. It's on Netflix. It's my favorite thing I've ever gotten to make. And yes, this is stuff that is sort of ingrained in me. And yeah, I have a pretty big VHS collection, like at SNL, which could be a pretty stressful job. We used to always, after shows, after the after party.
At like 5 a.m.
5 a.m., people would come over to my apartment and then I'd throw on like a Popples tape or
yep.
like Gem or
Gem?
Rainbow Bright
oh,
or Thundercats or
yes!
whatever.
Yes,
Thundercats.
Lion-O!
You have a...
I saw one nod.
Yeah, they know. You guys watch Saturday morning cartoons when you were growing up? You know, they know.
Yeah, we got...
I love that. It just is so joyful and delightful. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you
on
for
such
watching.
An awesome
that means
show.
Awesome. That means a lot.
Really, yeah.
I'll be doing Saturday morning.
Yeah. Well, Kyle, would you do us the honor and hit some headlines with us?
Yes, I'm an honor.
Okay. Well, first up, the fantastic Meryl Streep is like an onion, and we just love peeling back her layers because CNN reports that Meryl shocked her Don't Look Up co-star Jennifer Lawrence and the rest of the world when she revealed she was watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, Meryl.
Now, J-Law herself, we have known, is a very loyal fan of reality television, and Michelle Obama, Eddie Redmayne, Michael Rapaport, Rihanna, all these people have fessed up to this is their happy place, and Meryl Streep is joining that list too. Kyle, is there anything you watch to just get out of inspo mode and escape?
Well, say I don't watch this particular show, but knowing that Meryl watches it, if by watching it I become more like Meryl Streep,
sure,
I will begin watching.
Yes.
It's like the Meryl Streep stamp of approval.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do anything.
Yeah, I'll do it. I certainly feel better about my poor television choices. Like, I watch so much 90 Day. If Meryl can watch, right, you guys watch it. If Meryl watches Beverly Hills Housewives, I basically have an Oscar. That's the logic in my head, because we're basically the same person.
Meryl, thank you. That's all we
love you,
thank
Meryl.
Thank you, we love you, Meryl. Ross, your story.
All right, well, next, we've got some fun surprises on the Prada runway at the Milan Fashion Week. Insider reports Prada's body of work line included models that you may have seen before. Jeff Goldblum and Kyle MacLachlan. All the models were actors, all of them. Thomas Brody Sangster from The Queen's Gambit, you know him. Asa Butterfield from Sex Education, and Jaden Michael from Colin in Black and White.
Who we love, who's been on the show.
Absolutely love. They were all models. Kyle, any modeling aspirations? Do you think maybe you could be?
I tell myself there's nothing I can't do.
Uh-huh.
And if that's what the world wants to see, if that's what they've been waiting for, mm-hmm, I'm willing. I'm telling you now, America, thank you. I'm ready to do it. Get me out on that catwalk.
Oh,
I
really
want to show you what I'm made of.
Oh, really? You want to show us what you're made of? Because we got a little runway right here.
Yeah, okay. Come on, Kyle.
Does anyone...
Please,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Should we walk towards a specific way, or?
Yeah, walk right over here. Make love
thank
to the camera.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
That's good. Oh, I love that.
You look cute.
No.
Like, super handsome and adorable.
No, stop.
I'm not just saying
it
that.
I don't know.
No. You got
Ross,
potential,
you
kid.
You take a spin.
Okay, ready? I have to get my model mindset.
You look so handsome.
Hit it.
Okay.
Drew.
Oh.
I thought you looked really handsome and cute.
Oh.
Especially like this. I realized like guys do that. And you pulled the like, it's true, that's what guys do. And it looks good.
I don't know. What do you mean to...
It just came naturally.
Thank you. That's nice.
Kyle, will you take our next story, please?
Oh, yes. Next, if you're sitting at home looking for something good to celebrate today, we've got you covered. This is Every Day is a Holiday. Yesterday was Tin Can Day, tomorrow is Hug Day, but today is something very special. It's National Cheese Lovers Day.
Welcome home!
So everybody, grab your cheese hats.
Oh,
From...
Oh, we
from
got...
Gouda to cheddar to Camembert. Rossi, Drew, think fast.
Yeah.
You can only eat one cheese for the rest of your life. What do you pick?
Oh, hands down, goat cheese would be my number one cheese of all time. I love it. Goat cheese, Parmesan. What's your all-time favorite cheese, Drew?
Macaroni and cheese, right?
Really?
So I'm just munching here.
Kyle, if you could only have one cheese for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Pepper Jack.
Mm. Yeah!
We got Pepper Jack lovers in the audience.
We're gonna be right back. We'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Kyle Mooney.
Yeah.
Okay, Rock, your story.
We've got a skincare trend that I want to get your beauty brain on, okay? A cosmetologist reports the latest ingredient in skin hydration is something you didn't expect. It's a snail mucin, which is a protein in snail mucus. It's defined as a thick fluid with a slimy texture that is released when a snail is agitated. Some dermatologists say it's actually good for plumping and hydration. And some formulations contain antioxidants and a bunch of other gunk, and I have it here. And I'm gonna rub it on my face. What are you gonna do? Look. This is snail slime. I actually ordered this. It took forever because they sent it snail mail. Stupid. But do I have that, like, do you just want to slug me? How do I look with some
great
snail mucus on me?
I appreciate that when a snail gets agitated, that agitation is worth something. Because when I get agitated, nothing good comes out
of it. Nothing. No beauty product comes out of you. Nothing.
And I will say, because I have a company, Flower Beauty, I've taken a lot of trips to Korea and South Korea, where they're the best in innovation. And snails have been on trend there for years.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's snailing over there. Huh. This is very well known, but I feel like this is a new part of it, or they've discovered, you know, again, maybe when it's agitated, it produces something even more useful. Mm-hmm. Kyle, what happens when you get agitated?
I kind of just shut down and stop talking to people. But I was thinking, I mean, like, listen, no shade on people who use snail mucin.
Snail sneezes.
I think my wife told me she uses it, so I don't want to talk smack. But if we're allowed to do this, I'm thinking maybe I should be allowed to just like throw boogers all over. No.
Listen, trust me, Kyle. If women thought that it would youthen them or dewy them or plump them, I guarantee you we'd be boogering up. I'm
totally
not kidding.
People, let's booger up, people.
Totally. People will stop at nothing for beauty. They're like, if I have to wipe a snail across my face to look younger, guess what?
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
It works. You guys, I just want to say this company, you guys totally snailed it. It looks great. Great.
Kyle, you're the next story.
Okay. Next up, Travel and Leisure reports there's one food you should never order on a flight. It's pasta.
What?
Why? Yep. Why?
Experts say don't eat the pasta at 36,000 feet. It's going to be mush city. All plain food is reheated in the air, so that double-cooked pasta is going to have the consistency of slop. And secondly, a carbo load on the flight makes your blood sugar spike and then fall, so you might end up a sleepy, cranky baby when you land.
Oh. I think they also said in the article, like, best practice is to pack your own meal.
I had a ziti on my flight to New York like a week ago.
A baked ziti or something on the flight?
Yeah,
wow,
yeah.
Wow, fancy. I always order the chicken because I love, and I have good taste, but I love dry chicken, right? There's something, I get so excited. You know who I am on the plane? Like, I'm always like the tray out, the thing there like this. Even if they're just serving crackers, I'm like, hi, I'm ready. Can I have the cracker now? I take it so seriously. And I one time switched my loyalty. Like, I always flew this one airline, and then I switched to another one because the new airline had Fresca. And that's why I fly that airline to this day.
Well, next, it's a pick from Drew's Little Yellow Book. Yes, it has my name in it.
Oh, yeah.
Today, I'm really excited because Kyle is contributing to the book. So, Kyle, what is your Little Yellow Book pick?
Well, yeah, so I work at 30 Rock, which is not too far from where we're at right now.
One of the most famous buildings in the world.
And there is a halal cart there at 44th and 6th Ave called Royal Grill. I am there at least twice a week.
It's one of those food carts where you can get food on the street?
It's just a cart on the street. It's a halal cart, halal truck, yeah. And I'm there constantly. This is the only thing I pretty much consistently eat every week. I will say also, I feel like I'm slightly burying the lead. I have my Royal Grill halal food punch card.
No,
it's so funny.
I'm one away from either a tiki masala combo over rice, kadhi roll, or chicken biryani. And I'm gonna buy my next one, and I'm gonna get that free.
Oh, yes! My God, I love a man with a punch card.
Listen, Pepper Jack, food truck.
You got the red sauce, the white sauce, the green sauce.
What sauce do you do?
I do all three. They kind of, at this point, they know my order, so I just show up and they throw it all on there.
Can you tell me what this order is? What am I eating?
You might have the combo, which could be lamb and chicken.
Okay.
I also get the chicken tikka a lot, or the chicken over rice.
I love tikka.
And get some falafel. The kadhi rolls are great.
You see, I'm dipping, Drew. I do this. They call me, I like a lot of sauces.
Matthews?
They call me Sauce Matthews.
Sauce Matthews.
Sauce Matthews, yeah. Mm-hmm. I like a little of that.
The mint sauce is incredible. And then I've heard really popular reviews on the cream sauce, which I'm about to have, which is like a creamy garlic sauce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
Yes!
Yeah, I'm gonna get myself a punch card.
Get yourself a punch card. Go support them. They're awesome.
Well, if you want to continue the joy factor, catch, obviously, Kyle on Saturday Night Live. But Saturday Morning All-Star Hits on Netflix is out right now. And I have to tell you, I think that it is so wonderful. It is a combo plate of goodness, and you've done something really fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming and hanging out with us.
When it comes to picking the perfect treats for your dog, Stewart makes the choice easy by keeping it real. Real ingredients, real nutrients, real benefits. Stewart dog treats are free from additives, corn, soy, wheat, and grains. Plus, they're freeze-dried to lock in all the great nutrition and natural flavor your furry friend deserves. Stewart freeze-dried dog treats. Big, tail-wagging nutritional benefits. Available on Amazon.com today.
To our next guest, because I have known her more than I would say 25 years, I'm thinking. We were stepsisters in a movie called Ever After. That's right. She's also been in 2.5 Men and Sweet Home Alabama. And I cannot wait to discuss also Don't Look Up with her, because she's also in that. I mean, what is she not doing? Oh, I know. She's also keeping us on the edge of our seats in one of the most popular, important shows out right now, and it's Yellow Jackets. That's right. That's the show everybody's watching and talking about. Take a look at this clip.
What do you mean you killed someone? Like you murdered someone?
I stabbed him, and now he's dead.
Oh, my gosh. Who?
The guy I thought was blackmailing us.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Please welcome Melanie Lynskey. Oh! Melanie.
Oh, my goodness.
I, By the way, you're on the set right now of a Hulu show that you're doing called Candy, and that's what this look is for.
That's what this, well, that's what the hair is for. It's a 1980, like, Dorothy Hamill kind of look.
Melanie, oh my God. I mean, we were in the south of France.
Oh.
So young, so fresh. I know.
So young, so fresh, so free.
So free. And we delivered the rescue yourself message, which really changed my life. Yeah. What about you?
I mean, for me, it was the second movie I ever made, and it kind of remains a benchmark for joy for me, just because you are such a joyful person. Angelica is such a wonderful person. Getting to work with the two of you and that amazing cast of English actors, and just being in the south of France, and just every day, I was so excited to go to work every day, and it really does remain just one of my happiest experiences.
Yeah.
I agree.
Living in the reverie of that just makes me so happy. And you're a mom now.
Yes.
I was interested to hear about, I think it was Yellow Jackets, when you were, you know, you were wanting to spend time with your kid, you were hesitant to take on the role. What was your reasoning?
I think, like, the most important thing for me is for my daughter to absolutely know I'm there for her at every moment, that she's just never questioning my devotion. Oh, there she is with her cute dad. So I'm reluctant to work. I'm reluctant to be away from her. I just, it's so scary for me. And I also am obsessed with her. And I had been working and it was exhausting and hard. And my agent said this offer came in, you know, and I just was like, I don't think I can. I don't think I can do it. I'm too tired. I want to be with my child. And she said, just read it and I'll, you know, pass for you. And I read it and I was like, oh no, it's so good. You know, when something's just undeniable and there's just nothing you can do, I just, you know, had to do it. And I also thought about it, and I think it's healthy for my child to see me working and passionate about something and doing something I love. I want that for her future. So I think it's good.
And to do a show that's very fierce when you're a mom, also, there's something very empowering and bitey and exciting about it. And I can't think of a show like Yellow Jackets. I mean, oh my God.
There is something about reclaiming your own sort of inner beast.
Yes.
That's really empowering. For me, I sort of was nervous to go back to work because I thought, oh, am I going to be too tired? Is it going to be so hard? And then I just found that the well of emotion and things I had to draw on was so much deeper because I had just, my life experience had just expanded exponentially. And I just was like, oh my gosh, look at everything that's in here now to bring out.
You are so good in it. I love you in this part. But then what's so crazy is I also will not miss the opportunity to tell you that one of the most profound experiences I've also had watching Don't Look Up. Please tell me. That movie is so incredible. Melanie, you're so good in that too.
Oh gosh, thank you. I mean, that, you know, there are some jobs, Ever After is like this for me too, where you just keep waiting for the other shoe to drop. Is that the expression? You keep waiting for something to go wrong and just nothing does. And Don't Look Up was just one of those experiences where I was like, wait, this actor is amazing. This actor is amazing. Everyone's kind. The director is awesome. It was just a really happy, happy, happy time. And I love that movie. I'm really proud of it.
I also need to know, what is the meaning of life? And I got it in that scene in Don't Look Up, and I can't stop thinking about it, and it has shifted my perspective. So that Last Supper scene and what is said in that scene is something that has stayed with me and given me a North Star of hope and contentedness that I was lacking in my life. And I thank you for that scene because it has truly improved my quality of life.
There's a really, really beautiful line in that scene that Leo actually improvised. And I couldn't hear him say it without crying. I think they had to cut around my crying because I just, tears pouring down my face every time he said we really did have it all. And I just, it's just so simple and so profound. Yeah.
I am sending you so much love. Thank you for coming on this show and talking about all the wonderful things that you're up to that we're all on the feeder on.
Oh my gosh, thanks for having me. I just adore you. It's made my day to see your sweet face.
I love you so much. Melanie Lynskey! Yellow Jackets is on Showtime and Don't Look Up is on Netflix. We'll be right back. I love you.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
More important than ever to support small businesses, and a friend of ours wanted to recommend one that she loves. Take a look.
Hi, Drew. My name is Carla Arenas Valenti, and I am an author of picture books and middle grade novels. My latest novel, Loteria, is a magical realist story set in Oaxaca City, Mexico. I would like to promote a local Hispanic-owned business called La Principal. This taqueria is the closest I come to home, being so far from Mexico. Their homemade tortillas are delectable. Their tacos are to die for. But their crowning glory is their crunchy on the outside, chewy on the inside churros, especially when dipped in melted hot chocolate.
Thank you for that recommendation. We'll be sure to check it out. In fact, I'm gonna go check it out right now.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all and tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Welcome back! Okay, our next guest is an amazing, hilarious actor and stand-up comedian, and you know him as Elliot Goss in the hit show Search Party. Take a look.
So, what did you have in mind?
Well, I think it's safe to say we would prefer a boy, a gay baby boy.
Or even queer, a queer baby.
And of course, we are very open to all ethnicities, of course.
And religions.
But it would be ideal if they were 5'11 at the shortest so that they could carry us up the stairs to bed when we're very elderly.
And one blue eye and one brown eye, maybe.
Like husky. But it would also be good if he could make us feel protected, like a dad, like a son that feels like a dad.
Please welcome John Early!
Hello.
I'm so excited to speak with you. You have so many layers to you. One thing that I really appreciated that you talked about was like early in comedy, how you were trying to find yourself. How did you come around and find your style?
Well, I think I was like really, I was really scared of being confessional or something at first. Like I felt like that was like too normy. And so I was like, the first couple of years of doing stand-up, I was like really like weird. And like, I would like get up on stage and like jump into a character with like no introduction. And then I was like, this is so like hostile and alienating. Like, what are you doing? And then eventually, you know, and then I started being a little more like straightforward and direct.
Did you find that eventually when it's personal is when it works the best?
You know, I would say there are no hard and fast rules, but for me, that was true.
That's yeah. been my truth.
Yeah.
I feel like I even posed that question rhetorically, which isn't fair. Like,
yeah, it felt unfair. Yeah.
but it's like, no matter what we do, as long as it's some form of our truth, our heart, our life experience, then it can be spun into anything.
Yeah, totally.
But it's got some core of personal.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Okay, so now that you've tackled who you are on stand-up stages,
yes.
and who you are in childhood and adulthood, Search Party comes along.
Yeah.
And it becomes this absolute phenomenon.
I hope that's true. Sometimes it feels like no one's watching it.
I can tell you, this is what everybody loves. And it's a show that's evolved and grown. I mean, people really love it.
The people who love it. That's sweet. I know you're lying. I know you're lying. No, the people who love it, love it. It has a real cult following. And that is like, sometimes when I feel like no one's watching it, I'm also like, but everything I've ever loved took like 10 years for people to appreciate, you know? So that's what I, you know, think about as I go to sleep tonight.
I think you know it's appreciated with the fact that it also like, now in the business, a great marker of success is where a big place will come and pick up your show from another place and give
totally.
It a second life.
Yeah, it's really true. No one was really watching us, and then we moved to HBO Max and had a much
It was on
bigger...
TBS, and now it's like coming to a close when yeah. it's like the most talked about, the most successful, the most prominent. You're swan songing. How does that feel?
It's, you know, I don't know. It's a very, like, the show itself is very kind of unsentimental, which is what I love about it. It has, like, it's really, like, rude, and it has, like, teeth, you know?
I love when you say that it has teeth. I mean,
it does.
We just talked to Melanie Lynskey.
It has fangs.
And Yellow Jackets has teeth.
Absolutely. That's what people, I think that's what people want.
And I feel like people are ready for teeth again.
They're ready for
like,
teeth.
Like, it just cycles.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you read the room, or maybe you try to be greedy and fit it all into one thing, or maybe you fluctuate from teeth to sweet.
Yes.
But we vacillate as human beings. We are not one thing.
Yes.
And people love Search Party for that very reason.
Totally.
It also changed and grew and was bold and tried all these things. It, you know, that is a testament, I think, for other shows to follow.
Yeah.
To say, don't stay in a flight pattern.
Totally. I mean, it has this like real, like it does have like a really crazy scope. It goes to wild places. And then what I do appreciate about it though is that the characters kind of always kind of stay the same, like in a classic TV comedy way.
Okay, the first episode like gave me like these weird feelings because I grew up in Los Angeles in those exact neighborhoods with those exact hipsters.
Yeah, yeah.
I have been at those parties, like
yeah,
everyone
at
in
those
the show.
Brunches.
Yeah, brunches.
Yeah.
By the way, it's like Portlandia. Brunch is like the Saturday nightclub of the now. You know, we used to go to discotheques and now we go to brunch.
But I want to go back. I want to go back to disco.
Me too. Dancing
I wanna dance.
Is important.
It really is.
Now, you are a big Toni Collette fan. You, like, have a president fan club, like, a whole thing with her.
Well, I'm sure she's so sick of me talking about this on TV. She's probably so scared of me at this point. But, yeah, when I was like, 10, 11, I saw the movie Clock Watchers, and then I saw Muriel's Wedding, and I was like, oh, I was in just in the way that you can be as an adolescent, just like so full body obsessed, you know? And I started a website for her.
I mean,
it was like a full time job.
I gotta tell you,
yeah.
I know Toni.
Yeah.
She is hilarious. I bet you she loves this. Who wouldn't love this?
She's been very gracious with me when the times where I've like forced her to, you know, like
engage.
Listen to me talk about it. And, but she's been very, very sweet.
She's a spitfire. Yeah. She's so cool. And
yeah.
she is one of the greatest actresses to have ever lived, period.
Yeah. Muriel's Wedding.
From Muriel's Wedding to The Sixth,
Sense
to In Her Shoes is one of my
oh
favorite
my God.
Performances. Now Knives Out. The
yeah.
woman can do no wrong, and she is a hoot and a blast. And
yeah.
in fact, I heard you have a birthday coming up.
Oh, I do.
Hmm, interesting. Well, we wanted to get you something for your
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. And we have it here right
what
now.
What is it? Oh my God, wow.
It's none other than
no!
Toni Collette. It's a Toni Collette birthday cake.
Do I just stick my hand in? What do I do?
I mean, I would motorboat
it's
it.
It's so
bad. Just go right in there.
Out of respect to Tony, I won't motorboat it, but this is so beautiful. I thank you so much.
How does Tony taste?
Oh, she tastes incredible.
Well, I have to tell you, Tony, I love you so much, and you are worthy of fandom, fan
yes.
clubs,
yes.
love letters, all of it. I think you picked so well.
Thank and you so much. I had taste. I really had taste.
You really do.
Not many 10-year-olds were doing Toni Collette websites.
I hear you're meeting with Mitzi Bananamore later.
It's so crazy because, you know, I'm a comedian, and, like, she was obviously such a huge influence for me coming up in the scene. And, like, I just... I'm just so honored. I can't wait to meet her.
Well, I know she's upstairs ready for you yeah. and really excited and has a whole line of questioning, so buckle up.
I cannot wait.
All right, excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you, John Early! The fifth and final season of Search Party is streaming now on HBO Max, and we'll be right back.
Please
Happy
watch
Thursday.
It.
Of Truth or Dare.
Yeah.
And we have LaCheryl. Hi there, LaCheryl.
Hi.
Hi, Drew.
Your outfit is so good.
Thank you.
Very Diane Keaton baby boom.
Good. Fashion goals.
Huge compliment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're so pretty. Okay, sorry, LaCheryl, I got sidetracked. Truth or Dare.
Drew, I have a Druth.
Oh, okay.
Ross, you've been super open with getting healthy and looking great, so I have
to ask. Case in point. Case in point.
Flirting, ladies, I'm taken.
So I have to ask, tell me the truth. What's your favorite secret cheat day snack?
Oh, that's a good one. Well, you know, pizza is a gateway food for me. I always say it. But I do something I call pizza with people.
Ooh.
Because when I would order pizza myself, I would eat the whole pizza, right? So when I do pizza with people, with, like, friends around the table, I always have a slice or two, but I satiate that pizza need. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. So try pizza with people on your cheat day.
That's a good one. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, LaCheryl.
Thank you so much.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.